So, hi, I'm Andrea. I've been busy, Andrea, for the last year. So since the first lockdown last April, I've been putting my bin out in fancy dress. I've done 52 weeks.
This is amazing. We've spoken before about what you've done. And all I can say is you've probably got a very impressive collection of fancy dress now. So any parties post-lockdown when we get to normal, you're really the person, you know.
Yeah. People can borrow them from me. No, yeah. I did borrow a few of the outfits, and I made a few of the outfits. But yes, I have got quite a good collection.
Brilliant. So, okay, have there been over the last year? Has there been sort of what's been your favourite? What have been your sort of highlights?
Oh, the giant inflatable dinosaur was funny. I got stuck in the alleyway down the side of the house. It was a bit taller than the archway. Charlie Chaplin, that was quite amusing. It was the hottest day of the year, actually, and I had some stick-on eyebrows and moustache. That was quite funny. I think my actual favourite one was probably Sparkle and Shine, you know, the nativity one. That was a completely handmade outfit. Wow. And it just turned out really well.
And I love it. And, you know, we've probably asked you this when we spoke before, but how did all this begin? Why did you start to do it? Where did this idea come from?
Well, a friend of mine who lives down the road in Bisley said that Amanda Holden had put her bin out in her ball gown and suggested that we should do it. And I was very embarrassed and it sort of got quite dark. And I said to my daughter, I'm going to put a ball dress on. And she's like, oh, goodness sake, Mum. And I was like, okay, can you just film me? Can you just film me in the dark? So I did it and I was quite embarrassed, but we had such a laugh with it that, and we all shared our videos. So we decided there was three of us, myself, my friend Jo Merritt and my friend Alison Webb. And we all decided that we'd have a theme each week and we'd do something. So we had the prehistoric theme. I was Wilma Flintstone. I think they were crazy cave women, and various other things. But they, after the first lockdown, they stopped, and for some reason I decided to carry on. Got kind of like local fame for putting my bins out.
I was going to say, you know, since we've last spoken, yeah. You know, I spoke to you on Radio Woking sort of in the middle of it all. And then from there, it's kind of just skyrocketed. I mean, you actually got to speak to Amanda Holden herself on art, didn't you? I mean, that must have been an interesting experience.
That was. A friend had lent me an aubergine costume and I didn't know what to do with it. And then suddenly we just made this sort of silly connection with aubergine and Valentine's and whatever. Embarrassingly, Amanda Holden saw that very one. I don't own it. I have given it back to the owner. Amanda Holden thought that was excellent. she then followed me on my Instagram account, so that was like really exciting.
There you go. So you're attracting the
I've spoken to so it was her and Jamie Theakston, and I also spoke to Jason Manford as well on his Sunday morning show on Absolute, because he does a bin chat. So he was completely gobsmacked that I'd put my bin out for so long. So
do you reckon you're the only person that's been doing this for this long, or was there any other kind of...
Well, I've seen a few people, and I've been sent a few articles by friends saying, you know, oh, somebody else is doing this crazy thing. There is a Facebook page which is called Put Your Bins Out in Your Ball Gowns, and it's really good. It's a really diverse group. Yeah. Anyone can go on there, you know, male, female, whatever you want to wear, and it tends to be slightly themed, and they sort of they put random things on there, to be honest, but they wear ball gowns, they might make outfits, they went on there with their outfits made out of bin bags, you know, you name it, it's accepted on there. It's great.
Wow. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, what you've in essence done is really just entertained us all via social media, and for those lucky enough to be living in your road, sort of almost looking out the window saying, oh, here she goes again.
Yeah.
So I think lots of people are very grateful for that.
Yeah, they try and catch me. Yes, no, absolutely. And the main purpose behind it really was just to make people laugh, you know, because it's been such a sad and miserable time for most people that it's just, it just was a bit of entertainment, really. You don't want to read too much doom and gloom all the time. And it was just trying to cheer people up, really. And keep it lighthearted.
Yeah,
and stop me from being completely bored as well.
Yeah, yeah. Been busy, not been bored. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So it's all over now. Are you it kind of a bit sad about that, or?
I am. Yes, I have to be honest with you. We have recorded one more, which is to promote our little micro pub, which is due to open. Yeah. We haven't been able to open, obviously, due to lockdown and COVID and everything. And we couldn't open when the other hospitality establishments opened because we don't have much of a garden. So, we've just done another one, which will be posted. So you'll be able to see that one as well.
Look forward to that. And so sort of back to reality, back to work at the horse and groom. I mean, that must feel good to sort of be able to the position when you're getting towards reality.
Yeah, it's good. It's slightly nerve wracking, I'm not going to lie. We chose probably the worst year to open a business. obviously, due to open last March, we were due to open on St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Thought it'd be a great time. And then obviously lockdown happened on the 23rd.
Yep.
So we didn't end up opening until July. But when we were open, in those sort of bits in between the various lockdowns, we did really well. And we ended up, we had, you know, some great regular customers. We also did an Oktoberfest, which was really fun. That involved dressing up as well. we are excited about it. We just don't know what to expect, really, because we haven't opened as a normal pub. So fingers crossed it will be busy and vibrant and everyone will enjoy it.
Yeah, so exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. I mean, have you obviously got to sort of take into account all the COVID, making it COVID secure and everything?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Sort of gone around that?
Yeah, well, we have a red and green traffic light outside. And once all the chairs are filled on, you know, said tables, which are also socially distanced, we put the red light on. Sounds a bit weird, but it does work. We've also got like more of an outside area now, and sort of we've gone out the back a bit more as well. So we've incorporated a few extra tables. We've got some saddle tables, you know, obviously being the horse and groom pub. Mm-hmm. We've got some saddle tables that people can sit up at. And we're just trying to make it as safe as possible. I guess we'll go back to using the traffic light system again as well.
Yes. I mean, yeah, there's a lot to think about, but I think everyone's going to be so sort of glad when you can just go back to normal and just sort of, you know, go to the pub. I mean, it's...
I hope so. I just hope it doesn't get silly.
No.
You have to adhere to all the rules and things. And this is what we've been producing during lockdown, which I'm just enjoying a little glass of right now.
So you've been producing that?
Yeah.
Really cool.
So it's called Lockdown Gin and Bear It. We were selling that during the lockdown just for some extra pennies, but we will be promoting that in our pub when we go back as well.
Okay, so give the pub a bit of a plug. Where can we find it?
Yeah. It's in Chobham High Street, thank you. Okay. It's next to Waterford's and Betty and Claude's clothing shop, so you can't miss it. It is small though, as in micro pub, but yeah, we're just on the high street, just down from the church.
And when's the reopening? Have you got the date for that?
Yeah, we will be opening on Wednesday the 19th of May from 3 till 9.
Brilliant. Okay, well, good luck with everything. Good luck for the reopening. And thank you for sort of entertaining everyone over the last year with the bins.
Well, thank you. I mean, you were the first person to have me on the radio, and this is probably my finale as well. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Thank you
very
much.
I always love it when, you know, I get to talk to people and then sort of see them going on to like Absolute Radio and everything else. It's like, yeah, I had her first. Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Andrew.